Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we are recording, we are live, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. Only 4 days since my last episode, so check that out. I was at the Quiet Cocktail Bar, it's Saturday, 8 p.m. There was a French person birthday party, and about like 40 French people kind of came in at once. And suddenly it wasn't so quiet anymore. So I thought that was my time to go, and I was going to record the pod anyways, and I'm like, let's just get the show on the fucking road. I overheard a really funny conversation. There was like an American guy who's like, oh, I'm from Philly, where are you from? This dude's like, I'm from outside of France. And he's like, oh, cool. I'm like, outside of France? Like, what country, bitch? Like, what country's border France? I don't know. Let me look that up, actually. Okay, so you've got Belgium, Luxembourg, Switzerland, Italy, and Spain. So kind of a bit of a mixed bag. Anyways, I'm happy for everyone. Happy birthday to this man. Had an interesting day. I went to Beacon, New York just for the afternoon to kind of walk around somewhere new. You know, I'm always kicking the idea around, like, should I move upstate? Like, you know, should I get an apartment up there and then find like a really cheap bedroom where I just crash with like a twin size bed and that's it? I don't know. I'll get to that later because I'd have a question that was like, I didn't even tell anyone I was in Beacon online, but someone really trying to clock my tea. So yeah, I woke up at like 10:30. My sleep schedule's been like fucked up lately. And I wake up and I'm just like, bitch, get your clothes on and just get in the car like right now. Just go to Beacon. It's an hour and 20 minutes in the car. Just do it. Because I've only ever been to Dia Beacon. I've driven through Main Street, but I've never like stopped and walked around. I only went to Dia on my way back from Hudson. And, you know, because like Hudson's like an hour north of Beacon, basically. Yeah, it's like a full hour. Maybe even a little more. Hudson's kind of up there. Although I do think I prefer how just fake and like kind of cunty and like stupid and useless Hudson is. And some of the homes are just more like historic and beautiful, I find. Beacon's a little dense and kind of like shitty, honestly. It's not shitty, but it's like they've fixed a lot of things up, but it's like, it was kind of giving like Park City, Utah. Of course, I've never been to Park City or Utah, but it was just on the weekend, the nice weather. You know, it's like happy, smiling couples, lots of old people, lots of just like shops that like I'm like not even sure how they can afford the rent. I went to like a couple vintage stores. There was one that I can't remember the name, but it's like at the tail end where Main Street, the opposite side of the river. So like closer to like, there's like a mountain kind of at the end. It's very pretty. Beacon's beautiful. I kind of overdressed. I wore my, like, the one shirt I wear, the gray Ralph Lauren button-down. It was, like, black pants, boots, and I was, like, sweating through it. Again, underboob sweat, back sweat, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, I wanted to go get lunch somewhere. I'm like, I'll get lunch. I'll sit down in a nice place. You know, however, by the time I did the whole, you know, it was like 4,500 steps, which is not a lot, I know, but like my ankle was hurting kind of. I'm like, God, this is like embarrassing for like so many reasons. And I'm trying not to walk fast like a New Yorker because it's like a lot of like, there's a lot of older people just like strolling around. I'm like, bitch, just stroll. So I'm strolling, trying to get my, you know, body temperature like under control. Didn't really work. So I'm like, fuck it. Like, I think I'm just gonna, well, cause I also, me was like, maybe I'll go to Dia Beacon. I'm right here. I have my like little fake student ID from the Matt Institute, MATTE. And you know, I don't even know how much it costs, but at that point, I'm like, I've driven an hour and a half. Like, I'll just pay the price, but I was too sweaty to go. I need to bring like a fucking, like, I need like a change of, not clothes, but like shirt. I need change of shirt. It's just so humid. I didn't expect it. It's almost October. And it was like upstate too. So I'm like, it's going to be like, you know, it's next to the river. I'm like, there'll be a breeze. There was no breeze. Baby, there is no breeze. I don't know. I just kind of liked, you know, mincing around somewhere new. Main Street's a lot longer than you'd think. I mean, 4,500 steps is like, I know 10,000 is 5 miles. So I guess it's like a mile and a quarter each way, which is, I mean, that's not nothing. Everything's too, how do I explain Beacon? Hudson is like really expensive, like vintage, like furniture stores and like expensive ass, like kind of art galleries. And like also just like random, like they have shops, of course. There are shops, but there's also kind of like more like bars and restaurants like that you'd actually want to go to and not just like Taqueria Pokeball, which like I love, but I'm just saying like it's not like destination. There was a new place in like a condo building called like The Wild that looked kind of interesting, but again, it was a little posh, but also kind of like people waiting in line for coffee, so it was a little bit of a mixed bag. Didn't really understand the vibe. And again, I was like too sweaty, and I just maybe need to get over that and just be like the sweaty 40-pound overweight guy. But like, I just am not in a place of doing that right now. And I think I should be shunned by society. I should be like, get back in your entry level economy car and go to Wendy's, which I did. And I sat underneath a tree that the leaves were changing, and it was quite frankly stunning. You know, I'm like, I don't think I can live in Beacon. I think Hudson is, it's more of a ghost town. It's like one street and like it's spooky and it's not as densely populated. Like you do feel like you're kind of, it's like a town in the mountains, like the woods. Beacon's just so like, it's a little frantic and like there's no, I don't know, there's no hint of like wilderness anywhere nearby, which is kind of the appeal for living upstate. But also, I get if, like, you work in the city, like, you know, you can get on the train and be in Midtown in, like, an hour, which is, like, honestly, like, most people's commutes, like, in general. You know, on a weekend, if I need to get to, like, Midtown and the G's not running, it's going to take me an hour to get to, like, Russian Sandbar, which I had to do a few times recently. I'm just saying, it takes a while. So, I don't know. But it's spiritually different to, you know, leave the five boroughs and be in a town that's like, I don't know what happens there. I need to stay the night. I need to stay the night in Beacon. There is a cute little inn, but there's not even that, like, there's no, like, hotels either. It's kind of weird. It's almost as if, like, people actually live there, which I don't like. No, I do like it. It's cute. And I'll be back very soon. Okay. Kind of a massive bench update, B-E-N-C-H. So after I recorded my last episode, which again was only 4 days ago, I took to the bench to listen back just for kind of, you know, quality control. Sometimes if I had like a few drinks, I'm like, okay, you can listen and just see if this is like, I can't listen to my own voice. It's part of the reason why I probably started the pod, that I think my voice is so terrible. How dare I put it out there? However, fear factor. I don't know. You face your fear. Okay. So anyways, I'm sitting on the bench. It's like very, it's actually so late at night. It's, I shouldn't have been out there. It was scary. It was like 4:30 in the fucking morning. Cause I recorded two episodes at once. So, circling back a little bit, I told a story months, if not years ago on the pod, a neighbor, gay guy, who I will not name, but to keep it brief, we were both kind of fucked up. He came back to my apartment. He's a neighbor, like around the corner, gave him a blowjay to completion, and then I was like, do you want to like return the favor? And he's like, I think I gotta go home. I'm like, oh my god, okay, fine. Ever since then, I see him around just walking down the street or at the bars. We ignore each other, and I don't know who started ignoring who. I don't think it was me. I think it was like him, because he's like honestly kind of like a weird person. But I'd also seen him earlier that night, because before I recorded my last episode, as you remember, I did like a solo gay guy bar crawl, or went to three bars, had like a drink or two at each. And I saw him at, I think, Exley. And I looked over, I'm like, oh, okay, Jesus. Like the only people inside, I'm like, I'm not going to say hi. I mean, I don't say hi to this person. We haven't said hi for years. I'm not saying hi now. So I'm sitting on the bench, 4:30 in the morning. Again, this is like psychotic, and I have to like maybe make some adjustments to my lifestyle. I will just say, God bless me, it's fucking summer. It's not summer anymore, but it feels like it. It feels like it's going to be summer until like literally Halloween. Anyways, he sits down on the bench next to me, puts his arm around me. He's like, hey, Dan, what's up? I'm like, what? I'm like, hi, like, what do you want? And he just like starts like putting his tongue down my throat. I'm like, whoa, like, hey, how? I'm like, the Sheree Whitfield. What happened to, hello, how are you? My name is. What happened to that? I'm like, what? I'm like, what? I'm like so not in a place of like being aroused. I'm listening to my own voice, which is horrible. He's like, what are you listening to? And I was like, I was honest. I'm like, I'm listening to my own podcast. I just record. It's just, you know, it's what I do at night, I guess. It's what I do at night. And he's like, still kind of just like feeling me up, like being really kind of aggressive. It's like, it reminded me of like the short Indian man from DoorDash, like sat down and tried to like RAPE me on the bench and like rip my, like the hole in my jeans open. I was like, oh my God, like, it's like 9 at night. What are you doing? There's like people around. It was so scary. It was almost, I mean, I don't know. Here's where things end up. I was like, no, I'm not like really in the mood. He's like, oh, come on. Like, let me come back to your place. I'm like, no, but I'll come back to yours. He's like, no, it's really messy. I'm like, well, mine's really messy too. And we kind of laughed at that. Cause you know, listen, no one's a perfect victim. You know what I mean? I was kind of like, I don't know, playing around with them, but I'm like, I don't know. I just like wanted to just, I felt like detouring and being like, oh, I am interested, but like, maybe not right now, because it was like truly not like at all. And then he like left and like tweeted something really cryptic about like, damn, you can't even like go up to anyone, like say that you like want to suck their dick anymore. I'm like, bitch, you are a drug addict. That's coming from like a kombucha alcoholic. So we kind of clocked each other in a certain type of way. I'm not sure if this really translates, but it was scary. And I'm not safe anywhere. Not sure I'm any safer in Beacon either. Just like roaming the streets at night, you're not supposed to be there. But if I had like a porch, it would be great as like a personal, like second story porch. Could look out, smoke the cigarettes, and then just hop back inside. I don't want to be street level, like, ever again. I'm so tired of street level. So tired of living on the streets like a damn dog, quite frankly. Anyways. Okay, I'm not trying to be a bummer, but I have another... Well, this is, like, a kind of... I think it's funny. I had the most comically bad night of sleep maybe in my entire life or in years. I would maybe call it a dark night of the soul, except like I had to work on Thursday morning. It was Wednesday night. I experienced like sleep paralysis like twice, kind of, where it's like this weird feeling. I'm like on my side and I'm already kind of it's not the feeling of like falling when you go to sleep. It's similar, but it's like deeper and like worse, where it's like I feel like my heart has stopped beating completely and I'm completely aware of what's happening and I can't move at all or like really breathe. And I don't like shake awake or anything. I'm like kind of already still awake, and I'm like okay, well, that was over. It's happened like a handful of times, and happened again that same night, like maybe minutes later. I'm like, okay, am I dying? Like, and I'm looking it up, of course, in the bed of my computer, and it's like, if your breathing is normal and your heart rate's like actually kind of fine, like you're not having like an episode. I was like, okay, because my heartbeat was normal. It wasn't like pounding. It was just like, I don't know. I just thought it was like stopping. So, and it wasn't like too slow either. Like, it felt kind of normal. Actually, like, more normal than I think my heartbeat's kind of fast. Typically, I would say I probably have high blood pressure. And so this is like 2:33 in the morning. I'm like, oh, I have to wake up at like 7:45. This is so fucking annoying. Barely got any sleep. Try to go to sleep. I'm almost asleep. A mosquito is like, meow. I'm like, oh my God. And I try to turn the light on, try to kill the mosquito. Can't kill the mosquito. I'm like, this is so fucked up. I'm like wide awake now. And of course my roommate comes home with his like much younger girlfriend at like 4 a.m. and I'm like, they're in the kitchen. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. And then like suddenly I have a heartburn from the meatballs I had for dinner. I had like 3 big meatballs and like tomato sauce. And like a few mozzarella sticks because I'm on like a keto kick. I'm not really, but like in my mind, like 3 meatballs and like 6 mozzarella sticks is keto. It's cheese and meat. Like, hello. I probably got like 3 hours of sleep and then the alarm went off and I'm like, this is so perfect. Like, this is so fucking perfect. My like 1 day a week job, I can't even like get a nice night's sleep. Just thought I would share that with you. Is that kind of crazy? I'm sure some of you are like young parents out there and you're like, I sleep 15 minutes a week. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Happy for you. Ooh, this is a big topic. Okay, buckle up. The other night I was out casual, you know, weekday night. Mixed company, and I'm like, I have no idea how this came up. We're talking about brushing our teeth, and I'm kind of the one like leading the charge in a way where I'm like, wait, do you guys use like hot water or cold water to brush your teeth? I think maybe someone was talking about like they have like the water pick, you know, thing, that you like connect to your toilet and like sprays water into your mouth. It's like a bidet. I don't know, something like that. And I don't know. I was like, wait, do you guys use like a hot water or cold water? And everyone around me, except for my gay guy friend, was like, they're like, we use cold water, of course. And I was like, whoa, hold on. My gay guy friend's like, hot water. And I'm like, yeah, hot. Why would you not? Cold water? What? I've never in my life considered once. And I'm truly being honest. This is why it's so shocking and partially devastating. Never considered using cold water whatsoever. And, you know, I like to think about stuff that doesn't really fucking matter. You would have thought this would have slid across. Maybe you would have thought that I would slid this across my own desk by now. However, it has not happened. Now it's happening. September 27th, 2025. Write that down. Big date. Things are shifting in the world of oral health and the discourse surrounding it. So of course I went right onto Instagram. I made a little poll, which is fun to do a poll. I never do a poll. When do you ever do a poll? So I did a poll. The poll. The poll was Pollington. Okay, so again, it's landslide cold. We ended up at 82% cold, 18% hot. And I was like, I am living on another fucking planet. Rose McGowan's vibes. Like, I'm like, I don't live on the same fucking planet as you people. Why would you use cold water? It seems so miserable and cold for your mouth. I'm like, okay. I think that I put the toothpaste, okay, let me just like maybe circle back. I'm getting worked up. I'm getting hot. No pun intended. Turn the sink on, the hot water. By the way, my apartment's not getting like scalding hot, but I would like it to be hotter. I'd like it to be way hotter. I want the toothpaste to like melt into the bristles. I want the bristles to be warmed up. I want my gums to be warm massaged. It's like, do you want to do like a cold plunge or a sauna? Because if you're doing like cold water brushing your teeth, you're a fucking freak, which is most of you. I have the data. I've received the data, and it is literally most of you. Not to be a bitch, I'm just saying, you know. And then like, here's what the pushback I got mostly. Well, I'm like, well, it's warm, you want to warm up the plaque, break down the plaque, the bristles should be softer, they're not going to ruin your gums. By the way, I bleed every time I brush my teeth. only in the morning because I don't brush my teeth at night. And I floss once every 2 months. That's generous. We'll say three. No, two. Okay. Anyways. So, and everyone's like, no, I just use coal because, like, it's... They didn't really have a... It just seems like the standard. I miss the standard. It probably something to do with the way I was raised. I'm sure my mother was, like, brushing my teeth with, like, boiling hot water. And I'm like, yeah, it probably kills the germs, the hot water. And they're like, it's not killing germs. Like, your sink doesn't get hot enough to boil water. Like, it's not... You're not killing any germs. It might even be, like, making them faster. I'm like, don't say faster. Please don't say faster. There's nothing fastering happening, okay? When you have, like, warm water. It's, like, in the morning. Oh, my God. I get, like, splashing your face with cold water. If you're, like, Leonardo DiCaprio in, like, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, if you're, like, an average person, why would you not use warm water? Okay, the only thing that came up that sort of makes sense is, like, well, when you rinse your mouth out with water after brushing, do you want it to be warm or cold? I'm like, doesn't even fucking matter to me. Like, it literally doesn't matter. Like, I just have a, you can also, like, have a glass of water minutes after you brush your teeth. Like, do you need, like, I don't know, cold room temp? I understand. Maybe we should just land on room temp. Maybe we should all be doing room temp. Also, it's not my business and I don't really care. I am very involved now, though. This is kind of it's huge, and I actually would for once appreciate you guys sounding off in the comments and letting me know why you use hot or cold. Be as lengthy as you feel. But again, I'm just, overall, I was just shocked because it's something that's every day, and normally I like to investigate the everyday stuff, but it's kind of a blind spot that most of the nation uses cold water. And I just, like, I'm like, ugh, sad. That's sad to me. Even in the winter, you're using cold water. In the winter, you wake up in your freezing apartment. Your windows are covered in plastic because the glass is broken and it's taped shut. And you're using cold water when it's below freezing? What the hell? I just can't even imagine. Like, what? Why would you waste that? We evolved, oh my God, to have hot water. Use it, please. For me. Please use it for me. Please use hot water. Oh my God. I feel like I have to go outside and smoke a cigarette. Yeah, I'm going to. Sorry. I just can't keep going on. It's a little bit mental. Okay, be right back. Ding. And we're back. Okay. So I did want to touch on the Taco Bell Y2K menu because best friend of the pod, Kara Cunningham, we've been like talking so much lately at night for hours and hours. I'm on the bench. It's warm out. It's nice. I'm like, I'm hitting Kara's line. And sometimes we'll patch other people in, you know, maybe Luke Roberts, friend of the pod, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways, she was like, you have to try the chili cheese burrito from Taco Bell. And I was like, on it. Absolutely on it. So the next day, without like any hesitation, I'm like, let me go to Taco Bell. I'm going to get the like $5 cravings box and add like two chili cheese burritos and just see, you know, maybe if I don't like the first one, I'll like the second one. You know what I mean? Sure enough, I do. The chili cheese burrito, it's a small burrito, kind of. I think it's beef, but it's like a, it's saucier, and it's got like a spicy kind of chili, and like the cheese melts more. It is so fucking good. I don't think I had it when it was, you know, when it was out. I don't know how. I would go to Taco Bell all the time. I grew up on fast food. Taco Bell and Wendy's, you know, were my gourmet choices. I was always happy to have McDonald's or Burger King. Those were kind of our only things we had in Elmira, New York. But also, okay, so let me just read you the Taco Bell Y2K menu. We have a caramel apple empanada. Do I say caramel or caramel? I don't know. Still figuring that out. Caramel apple empanada. Cool Ranch Doritos Los Taco. Cool Ranch, that's too skanky. Can't do it. I don't even like the Doritos look. I don't think Doritos kind of period. I mean, the Cool Ranch Doritos look, the like texture, like the way it looks, it's like a beautiful creation of like nature. It's like a stalagmite or stalactite. It's just like so multifaceted, so many different colors. It really is a sight to behold. Just the flavor and the way it makes my hands feel, and it gets all over the powder on my fingers. Not a big fan. You know, I can do a plain shell and be just as happy, if not more happy. Okay. The chili cheese burrito, of course. The double decker taco, which like I have to go get soon. So it's like a hard shell taco and then like a layer of like refried beans and then a soft shell taco on the outside of that, which is just fucking perfect. I'm sure that was a prelude to the Crunchwrap Supreme. They're like, let's make it a fucking frisbee instead of a mitt, catcher's mitt. Went from mitt to frisbee. Are you following? Okay. And then the latest edition is the 7-layer burrito. What is in the 7-layer burrito? I'm going to Google this. I'm not even going to pause. What is in the 7-layer burrito Taco Bell? Refried beans, seasoned rice, reduced fat sour cream, guacamole, diced tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and a 3-cheese blend all wrapped in a flour tortilla. Discontinued in 2020. Okay, so it's been... Yeah, it sounds great too. I mean, you can't miss with that. Can't miss with that. It's like a bean burrito supreme is like kind of using Taco Bell's language, how I'd describe it. But I'm sure you can understand because I did just read the ingredients and you've probably been to Taco Bell before. Okay. Moving right along. I mean, hold on. Go get the chili cheese burrito. It's classic Taco Bell, but with more of a punch of flavor than you're perhaps used to. It's not too much. It's the right amount. And I think it's just spectacular. So thanks, Kara, for suggesting that. Otherwise, like, I'm not sure I would have. Well, maybe I would have, but, like, I don't know. I just, maybe the encouragement helped me on the right path. So, yeah, shout out you, bitch. Okay. Project Runway finale. I'm glad it was one episode. I didn't like randomly end on a cliffhanger and then like wait till next week for some stupid bullshit. I mean, I guess I'm going to spoil the Project Runway finale. I mean, is it too soon? It aired on Thursday and it's Saturday. I'm going to skip it. You know what? Honestly, I'm going to skip it. I'll save it for next week because that is too soon. Like sometimes, you know, people have lives. I'm not one of those types of people, but, and this is a whole thing happening constantly. It's like someone goes to see like the new whatever movie, like Weapons, or like what's the new like Paul Thomas Anderson one, like within 1 hour of like a premiering on like a Thursday before the rest of the country even sees it, they're like, this scene is like so crazy, and it's like, I'm like, don't say anything, you fucking bitch. Text a friend that's seen it. Don't publicly put it out. And if you're gonna review it on Letterboxd, you need to do the contains spoilers option, because I'm fucking tired of some of you hoes just saying like, oh, the ending where this happens is actually fucking crazy. I'm like, don't, oh my god, like don't do that, like never do that. It's maddening. Some people look forward to this stuff. Their entire, like, sanity, well-being could revolve around the release of this movie or any movie, and just, like, try to protect them. Look out for your common man. Whatever. So, also, kind of surprisingly, I'm just going to do a little more TV things. There's a new season of Law & Order, SVU. I was like, okay, well, let me obviously fire that up. It's their release schedule has always been so kind of like wacky the last few years. I feel like that and Shark Tank are just kind of, they're like, well, we'll do a bunch of episodes, but like we'll put them out whenever we kind of feel like it. It doesn't seem like it's weekly, but whatever. It's just like something. It's like a little surprise. But season 26, I believe, yeah, for SVU is out. Again, I'm not going to spoil that. One of the main, well, a major character, it starts off with him dead. It's not like one of the, you know, it's like a police. It's Kragen. I'll just say it's Kragen. K-R-A-G-E-N. It's Kragen. Whatever. You know, I mean, I love the guy, but it's clearly time for him to go. But then the new season of just like regular Law and Order, which is just called Law and Order, started playing, and I didn't realize Maura Tierney, M-A-U-R-A, space, T-I-E-R-N-E-Y, you know, from News Radio, ER, Twisters, with an S, the sequel. I love her so much. I didn't know she was in it, and I was like, oh my God, I was obsessed. So I watched the first episode, carried over from a kind of cliffhanger episode from season 24. This is season 25, episode 1. And then on Peacock, I was like, oh my God, like I need to see, I'm just going to start whatever season she started and then watch all of them. I just think she's like really got something special. Maura Tierney. Some of the comments of you agree. Anyways, Peacock doesn't have seasons 21 through 24 or seasons 1 through 12. Also, she only joined season 24. So it was last season. Even though she seems very comfortable in the role, and it seems like she's been there for a long time, that is complimentary. Because, you know, she has like a kind of comedic past, sort of. Or like she's like funny in real life. And she's in a more like kind of serious role. But I can't watch it on Peacock. Like, do any of you work at Peacock? What the fuck is going on? Why is season 24 not available? It just aired. Why is it not on Peacock? Maybe 1 through 12 I could sort of understand. But no. Like, why can't we... Why aren't they all on Peacock? And they're not anywhere else. So I'm like, kind of mad. I'm actually kind of mad. Okay, well... Hopefully that'll be resolved soon. Oh, wait, have you seen these Subway ads for friend.com? FRIEND.com. The little, like, gay... He's not gay, but you know what I mean. He's, like, a little annoying faggot. It's like, this is the largest Subway campaign ever. And there's ads. There's, like, white with, like, text. Kind of giving, like... It's, like, serif fonts. Giving, like, the original, like... iPod kind of font. So anyways, what it is like this little white plastic necklace that's the size of like a half dollar, and like you talk to it, you press a button, it's just like a button in the middle. It listens to everything around you constantly. And it like texts you stuff. It's like, ooh, hey Sarah, like don't you think you should eat right now? Or like, don't you want like dim sum? Or like, maybe you should go. You know, to therapy or what the fuck it's doing. It's so, so warped and so demented. I really can't stand it. But the ads say all kinds of things. It's like defines friend as a noun, as someone who listens, responds, and supports you. Let me just cross-reference it with Webster Dictionary friend. A friend is defined as a person you like and enjoy being with, or someone who supports a cause. I could do it with the cause part because I am a nihilist, but a person you like and enjoy being with. This little stupid necklace is just saying someone who listens, responds, and supports you. It's all about you. There is a loneliness epidemic in this country. And you know what? You're not going to like it. You know what the cure is? Let people drive a little more drunk than they're legally allowed to. In rural areas, 0.08, that's too low. Should be like 0.12. You should have 4 drinks and drive. You should be able to do that. Because then you can go out more, you know, dip it and do it. Kind of, oh, I'm going to go to the bar. But it's like, oh, if I have like 1 drink or maybe 2, maybe the second drink's going to get me a DUI. Nah, you need to be comfortably having like 4 drinks at the pub, at the tavern, and then driving home. Okay, I know that doesn't sound great. But in a few years when cars have more, you know, active safety features like a lane departure warning or like automatic braking, which a lot of cars already have in like the luxury sphere, when they trickle down to like, you know, the Kia Sorento, you should be able to drive a little more drunk, you know, or self-driving, like get in your Tesla and just have like 5 Cosmos, meet some men. You know what I mean? Anyway, so these subway ads for friend.com. Isn't it crazy? I just literally saw the loneliness epidemic. Okay. They say things like, I'll never bail on our dinner plans. I'll binge the entire series with you. I'll never leave dirty dishes in the sink. First of all, like, why would you expect your friend to wash dishes at your apartment? You're hosting them. Fucking loser. You fucking loser. I'll never bail on our dinner plans. Okay, if you even have friends to make dinner plans with, then you don't need friend.com. I'll binge the entire series with you. Just, like, do that and, like, text people. Oh, my God. Maybe people have no one. But it's, like, in the city, I'm like, that's pathetic and weird. But that's, like, I think this little guy on Twitter was, like, the creator was, like, well, it's, like, the opposite market of where we should start. So, like, that's why we're doing it here. I'm like, ugh, God, it's so sad. It's so sad. Don't you find it sad? I find it very sad. Honestly, it makes, like, Reddit people look like a fucking, like, ugh, God, like, like Cobra Snake, you know? He's out there. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ on the cross. Friend.com. I'm your friend. Like, this is friend.com, and it's a lot cheaper. I think actually friend.com is $129 with no yearly subscription, but if you lose it, it's all saved in the friend thing. Like, you lose all your data, which I'm not sure what that is. Like, you can't take pictures. It's just like, it'll forget who you are. Wait, that's so dark. I'm trying not to say, like, I mean, it's like Black Mirror. It's like Black Mirror. It is, in a way. But it's not going to take off or do anything. And you can, like, quote me on that. It's not going to take off or do anything. It's be so, ugh. Wearable technology, time and time again, has been proven that it does not fucking work. Because people, ultimately, even the ones who are lost and lonely and miserable, still have a soul and a pulse. And they don't fucking want to wear some stupid, they don't want to be shackled to a piece of fucking shit, okay? We deserve better. We deserve to, like, have, you know, 4 drinks at the bar and, like, not get a DUI, quite frankly. Okay. I want to talk about Mariah Carey's new album, and then I'm going to get to your questions. All right, well, let's get into it. Let's get into Here For It All, Mariah Carey's latest album. Came out a few days ago. I love it. It's very Mariah, and it's just so appropriate. It's not trying to be anything other than what she wants to do. It's a sign of true artistry. Apparently, in the liner notes for the album, physical album, she has a quote, which kind of tells us, the audience, how it was, like, a struggle for her to even make this album. Like, in terms of, like, the record label and the people around her, she says, quote, you're not supposed to make this record. This is the quote that both started and closed this journey. When I'm challenged, I'm invigorated to create. Every no, locked door, every unwritten, outdated rule gave me the strength to be unapologetically myself. With this album, I set out to reveal every side of myself, no matter how vulnerable or imperfect. Period, bitch. Some of the criticism online is like, oh, it doesn't sound like current R&B. Why would you want Mariah to sound like someone else? Do you want Mariah to make a SZA album? Which, by the way, they all fucking suck. Also, the way this album sounds, it seems like she went through a really intense period of, like, self-reflection or some, like, dark times, but she's mature and made it out the other side, and it's, like, very smooth and confident, and it will age, I think, perfectly. There's, like, again, some anguish, but it's kind of, you know, peaceful, a little groovy, sexy. It gives me hope that, like, one day it might be okay. Will it? We don't know. So far, my favorite songs are My Love, Jesus I Do, featuring the Clark Sisters. Don't know them yet, but I will be doing my research. And Here For It All, which is the last song on the album and the title track for the album. Jesus I Do But well, also before I'm going to play a little clip of that, but Here For It All reminds me of, and I think I played this on the pod years ago, in like 2020, she did this 8-minute jazz rendition of We Belong Together. And it's so fucking fabulous. You must listen to it as soon as you possibly can. Maybe pause. It's 8 minutes long. It's just astounding. She's like scatting. She's doing the whistling. It's like her and like a live band of like four people maybe. And, you know, We Belong Together is such an iconic song, and it's one of my favorites. It just has the same kind of like, I don't know if melody is the right term. I really shockingly have no, I don't know medical music terminology. But I'm going to play Jesus I Do because I was not expecting it because I put the, okay, the first, someone, okay, so I listened to the album. I woke up. I was like hellbent on, I was like, I'm changing my sheets. I'm changing the towels in the bathroom. I'm changing the shower curtain. Or no, I already changed the shower curtain. I'm like sweeping, whatever. I'm just doing, I'm taking the recycling out. I'm doing stuff in the home. And I put it on and I was listening to it. And then at the end of the day, I saw a tweet that was like, Mariah made an album to clean your apartment to on the weekend. And I was like, oh shit. Like she kind of did. Because I was feeling like sexy and like grown. I'm like, oh, I like this feeling. I'm cleaning my shithole apartment. But I like Jesus I Do featuring the Clark Sisters. Here we go. Oh, it's starting to rain outside. I didn't know that. When I am low, whenever the world cuts me down and I can't seem to go, you soothe me with sound. You fill me with faith so I'm never alone. And you are the song I continue to sing. And you save my life and command me to breathe. And you are the light enabling me to love myself with pride. So Jesus, I do. How good does that sound? Whatever the Holy Spirit means to you, let it in when you listen to that song. You have to. Let it in. It's so good. And, you know, I think my least favorite songs on the album are like the two singles, which I kind of reviewed a few weeks ago. They're not bad by any means, but they're not, this album is not like single oriented. It's like 11 songs, I think like 39 minutes. It's just solid nonstop perfection for me as a Mariah Carey fan who is like such an evolved, elevated artist. It gets lost on some people. You know, they'll come around one day, and if not, whatever, that's life, I guess. And you can clean your apartment to it if you really need to. I can't wait to listen to it again. It's a very spiritual experience listening to it because it's like you feel like this woman who's seen and been through so much, and it's like, to me, the most talented artist, it's like walking this earth currently and has maybe ever. Y'all know how much I love Mariah. The lyrics, the voice, everything. I can't get, I don't want to get like toothpaste worked up or friend.com worked up, but I can get worked up about Mariah. And people are like, she's a diva. Like, what does that mean? Okay, I'm getting worked. I'm not doing it. I just suggest listening to Here For It All. And, you know, we're gonna get to your questions shortly, momentarily, but you know what? I think that like caution is a little too much. It's like moody in a way. Well, you can kind of tell like Dev Hines, like overproduced stuff to make it sound a certain way, or like some, it's just like Mariah's essence and why we like, I love Caution, by the way, like start to finish. I like the album, but it's a little too like, it's like a little down in the dumps, a little over quote unquote moody. I know the word moody doesn't really signify much because it's like, what mood are you talking about? It's a little too like overtly melancholic in some ways where I'm like, does it need to be? This is like sexy, glimmery, but also like the shit she's talking about is like so real. Okay, let me, okay, for the example, hold on. The song Nothing Is Impossible sticks out for me. I'm going to read the lyrics and then I'll play the song, but I'm going to read the lyrics just so like you hear them, because like I can get distracted by the music. You know, I'm a distractible person. Gone for a while, but I'm much better. Covering my eyes was so unpleasant. Ain't gonna lie, it wasn't very nice. Seemed like I'd never rise again. Surely, I couldn't find a friend. Haunted by desperation and long, harrowing nights. But I was never all alone. The spirit lives in my soul, so I never let go. I knew deep down inside that I could fly. Because I dream a greater dream. I'm like trying not to cry. I fight a greater fight. Survived a gruesome fall. Because nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible at all. So I weather the storms the most can't handle. Surprisingly, I'm alive to stand up. Miracles never cease to set me free. They chase me down, but I'm still rolling. Something in me cannot be stolen. I will not break. I won't be broken. It's deep, can't you see? Bitch. Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna play a little bit. I didn't think I was gonna do this tonight, but I am.
But I'm much better. Covering my eyes was so unpleasant. Ain't gonna lie, it wasn't very nice. Seemed like I'd never rise again. Surely I couldn't find a friend. Haunted by desperation and long, harrowing nights. But I was never.
Okay, you get the vibe. This is basically like, this is Dr. Seuss for like faggots, honestly. Like, like I kind of get it. No, it's so beautiful and so sublime. Oh, if I could thank Mariah. I'm going to thank her through the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray to the Holy Spirit. Say thank you, Mariah. Oh, God. Her work makes me just feel so protected and like seen, and like, and like someone gets how horrible life can be. That's why I hate the kind of diva nomenclature surrounding her like essence, when it's like, this bitch has seen it all and she's like, eh, I'm gonna put on a dress and like, you know, have some champagne, like whatever the fuck. Like, she doesn't really actually care. She's one of us. I don't know, doesn't click for everyone, but I hope it does. I'm not gonna keep going on. Okay, so moving forward, it is now, it's time for the questions. It looks like we will do an hour. I wasn't sure, because again, I just recorded a couple episodes only 4 days ago. We are back. You know, nothing is impossible. Me podcasting is not impossible. In fact, it's very possible, and it's very likely I'll do it again in a few days. So tell a friend, be like, hey, this gay guy is like podcasting like every 4 days. Sometimes two in one day. If you're on the $10 tier, tell them that. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Time for the questions. Ding. Okay. Question number one. I know she's your favorite housewife. I need your in-depth take on how right and amazing Adriana is. It's so frustrating how they're all too shallow to understand her. This is Adriana Demora from Real Housewives of Miami, who I love. I've talked about many times. The show just ended their whatever season, and it seems like everyone's against Adriana. She is on, you know, not to pit women against each other. She's like the most like beautiful one to me. To me, as I've said before, she's on par with like Penelope Cruz, Salma Hayek, etc. And she's like soulful and like curious. She's like in the art world. She's like a gallery. She's kind of like the Sonia Morgan. She's just like, woo, she is the stir that the straw that stirs the drink in a way. And she's like, she's precious about her friendship. So when like someone kind of betrays her, she like takes it to heart and will never let it go, kind of. She's also in a very vulnerable position because she's like 59 years old and she's like crying about how like aging is horrible. And it's like really weighing on her, which is fascinating to watch as a viewer. On the flip side, it's also fascinating to her call Marisol when they're on like the dueling yachts. The yachts like park next to each other. She's like, shut up, you old whore. She calls her an old whore. She's like, deal with your wrinkly knees. And Marisol's like younger than her. I'm like, ooh. So, you know, she's complicated, but she's passionate. Alexia is passionate too. They're like very, they're so similar. And I wish they could just like get on the same page. It seems like they're trying to ice her out so like they can all be like the queen, because they know Adriana is actually like the queen. She's passionate, she's compassionate, and I believe every word she says. Yeah, I mean, love Adriana. It's weird that like whenever she's on Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen just seems like kind of frustrated with her. And I'm like, I don't know where that, like there might be some shit behind the scenes, but like, I don't know why he's not like amping her up more. It's like, honestly, the entire world is conspiring against Adriana Demora. And I wish they weren't, because I love her so much. I think she'd be so fun to hang out with. Anyways, moving on. We have some more questions. Next up, who's your favorite cast member of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and why? The answer is Mary Cosby, of course. And why? I mean, have you seen her? It's just like everything. You never know what she's going to say. You never know what she's going to say. It's usually funny and absurd. And not in like a cartoonish way. She's just like not even sure what, after like seasons and seasons of being on the show, she's kind of like, why are we hanging out again? Like, what are we doing here? Like, what is this? It's like Truman Show vibe. She's like Truman. It's spectacular. Love her to death. Okay, next question. Do you think Brad Pitt is hot in the movie Troy? Want a gay view? This might be from a straight guy. I've never thought Brad Pitt was hot until Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Like, he's just, like, too perfect looking. But I don't even think he's, like, he kind of has, like, the Glenn Powell, like, pinched face where it's, like, not hot to me. And, like, he's blonde. Well, I can get down with blonde men now. But I just don't see, like, he just knows he's hot. And he's been amped up since he was, you know, very young. So he knows he's hot, and he knows he's like, you know, there's been songs, you know, you think you're Brad Pitt, you know, Sheryl Crow. It's not, it's never going to be hot to me. Yeah, I just don't, I never, but he's hot now. I think like after you have like a family that you like completely ruin and like get sober, like then you're hot because you're like fucked up. Like now I can finally enter because there's something mildly human about you and I can kind of latch onto that. Previously, I simply could not. Okay, this next question kind of segues into the last one. Who is your biggest celebrity crush? I don't know. Every single one of them. Usually it's like wrestlers who haven't like gone professional yet on like Wrestle with the Package on Reddit. Or, you know, I liked when Colin Farrell gained 40 pounds for The Killing of the Sacred Deer. The Killing of a Sacred Deer and The Lobster. Randomly, Josh O'Connor, because I think his personality is sweet and charming. Kelsey Brothers, probably Jason more than Travis these days, but, you know, flip a coin. Literally every single male celebrity I have a crush on. But also none of them. Because I'm like, I'd rather, you know, at night, think about someone maybe I've just seen in the day, create a story about them in my head. I like to use my imagination. I'm not going to be vulgar right now, but, you know, I don't know. A little too exposed. Too off limits, so can't really enter the celebrity fantasy too much. You know what I mean? It's for, like, children. Sorry. Not to be a bitch. Celebrity crushes. Yeah, you know. Everyday men are hotter than celebrities because they don't have, like, I don't know. You have to have, like, so many features on your face to be, like, on screen. That doesn't apply to a lot of men, and I just feel like regular dudes are, like, hot, too. Does that make sense? Next question. What goes through your mind when you meet someone who listens to the pod? Well, quite a bit. First of all, I will say, every single person, it's not happened that often. It's actually been quite a while. But I think that, like, every single, I think it's like 90, I think it's all women, quite frankly. They're all, like, really pretty and, like, smart and, like, not annoying or weird. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm sure there's some real freakazoids out there, of course. But what's going through my mind is, like, there's going to be a defect here somewhere. Because your vibe attracts your tribe. And I feel a little malfunctional most of the time. I'm like, there's something wrong with you. You'd listen to this bullshit. This is me just babble on and on about fucking, like, water temperature while you're brushing your teeth. But I don't judge. I try not to. Ultimately, it's, like, so shocking, and I'm grateful later on. But in the moment, I'm like, oh, no. What are you doing in your life? Why the f- There's other shit. You can listen to other shit. I can give you some suggestions. That's very nice. And again, it hasn't happened in a while. So if you're out there and you see me, please, like, just Red Rover me, clothesline me on the street. Like, hey, bitch, you know, I've got something to say. Period. Okay, next question. What are you going to be for Halloween this year? / what was your best costume of all time? I'm at an age, 37, where it's like, you don't really, like, do anything for Halloween. You're not like, oh, I'm planning my costume. It's a much younger person's game. I can't even remember the last time I had a costume. Sometimes I'll get, like, little black paint and put, like, a little cat nose and draw whiskers. I think it's very cute. I think wearing, like, the little, like, devil horn headband or, like, the angel halo is cute, too. Just kind of classic. Just, like, a little something. But I also, like, I don't really do anything. My best costumes of all time, I would say when I was in college living in Rochester in the kind of, like, flop house I lived in with, like, four other people, we'd have parties, and I, one year, this even still today is, like, a miracle. We were having a party, and that night I was like, oh my God, like, I have to go to, like, the Volunteers of America and, like, Salvation Army and Goodwill and find a costume. I wanted to be Daria so bad. I was like, I'm gonna be Daria because I was, like, a woodworking and furniture design major, and I had these, like, really cute, like, 50s, like, black safety glasses. They were not everyone's wearing goggles, but I was like, no, I need to be, like, kind of cute. And they're, like, you know, classic, like, black. They were so sick. Okay, anyways, I had those. I'm like, that'll be my Daria glasses. I'm like, I need to find, like, a wig and a green velvet blazer and, like, a black pleated skirt. I already had the Doc Martens. Duh. And I go to Volunteers of America on Jefferson Road in Henrietta, if any of you in the 585. And I find a green velvet women's blazer that fits me. I was also, like, a twink. Like, I was thin. And I'm like, holy shit, it was like $2. And I found, like, the black pleated skirt that, like, fit me. And I was like, wait, I got the fucking outfit. And I think it's like a mustard, what color t-shirt? She's like a mustard colored t-shirt. Wait, let me just, like, Google this really quick. It was like orange. Yeah, it's like burnt orange. I already had, like, you know, I don't think it was American Apparel. I think it was Alternative Apparel. that's a little blast in the past too. So I just suddenly was in such freak mode. I'm like, I'm never going to find any of these items. And I went to one store, like a secondhand, third hand, fourth hand store. And I found the items and I looked great. And the wig, I think, wait, maybe, I don't think I found the wig there. Maybe someone had a wig, whatever. It was like the blunt. I can try to find the picture. I'll have to go on Facebook. My second best was I was Charlie from Always Sunny. And I had like, I couldn't even like grow a beard at this time. I was like 20 years old. So I used like charcoal and I filled my beard with charcoal and I had like a weird like waffle Henley and like a flannel and I had the same hair as him at the time. So I just, people kind of like got it. Well, I think I told them that. I'm like, I'm Charlie. I'm like, oh my God, yeah. So, you know, yeah, you'll post the pics somewhere. Probably not, but just use your imagination. Okay. We are at an hour. We are at an hour, period. Because I was like, it's only been 4 days. Clearly, I can't do an hour. Well, nothing is impossible. Yep. Okay, next question. Okay, I'm not going to really answer this question because I don't like it on its conceptual premise. I'm going to read it. Sorry, Diva. Should I get a nose job that would make me undoubtedly more conventionally attractive? By the way, I'm a woman with a boyfriend, if that matters. You think, first of all, there's no picture attached. Any of there was, you think that like a stranger, you should listen to anyone besides yourself in this matter? I have no problem going to get a nose job. I would lean towards, you probably don't need it. But if you want to, hey, maybe. Maybe so. Do not listen to anyone ever besides yourself, you bitch. Just stop asking if you're okay. This is what I have to delete that. I'm going to delete that. I'm not deleting it. If you want it, go ahead. Go ahead. You do have a boyfriend, so that's something, but that's not really either here nor there because he could dump you. You could dump him. You could mutually dump each other. It's a big decision. And again, you have to be, and this is like impossible, you have to be secure enough in yourself to make the decision for yourself, purely for yourself. And by the way, I have friends that have nose jobs and they look good. So like, it's possible. It's not like every nose job is like, you're completely a different person. You're like, oh my God, I'm unrecognizable. But you got to spend the money. Hopefully you have money. Do not get a cheap, just, and just like a slight revision if you're going to. If not, just don't even bother. Why? Just don't bother. Or, you know, it can, I think at a certain age, it can make you look a lot younger. Kyle Richards, she's like, oh, I broke my nose. And she got like a revision and she looked like literally 10 years younger. I'm like, damn, the nose. But I love noses and I, you know, but I'm not a woman. So it's like different. I don't mind a big honker, quite frankly. Just my tea. You know, trying to be more conventionally attractive. Slippery slope, I'll just say that. Slippery slope. Because even when you are, you're still fucking miserable and insane. It's not going to do anything. It really isn't. Unless you have like a doctor. You're going to spend close to like at least 50 grand. Like, you know, you're pushing six figures. Go back to school for woodworking. No, be a, just, yeah, whatever. I don't know. I can't tell you anything and I shouldn't. I don't know you. You don't know me. Well, you do know me. So the answer is like, get it or don't. Flip, you know what? Flip a coin. Heads, nose job, tails, no nose job. Period, mama. Okay, we have like maybe have two more. This one I'll breeze through. What is your worst habit? Okay, alcohol, cigarettes, food, trimming my nails too often, and being a sloth. How about that? And our last question. white or dark meat. Okay. You know, growing up, there was a KFC at the end of my block, end of my street. When I was very young, I'd make my mom drive on the other, there's like two parallel streets intersecting our street. And I was like, I just, Colonel Sanders, the logo, the KFC logo would make me cry. But we get KFC quite often. And I think I was just drawn to the dark meat. I'm like, what's wrong with the dark meat? But people like the white meat, like, it's dry. It's very dry. It's almost kind of like your vagina. It's very dry. I have no problem with the dark meat. You don't see dark meat anymore. What's up with that? Give me the dark meat. I miss dark meat. Gonna have to get dark meat soon, now that I'm thinking about it. The KFC Taco Bell. Okay, you know, I'm gonna get like this, the fucking 7-layer burrito and the double air taco, and I'm gonna get like one piece of like dark meat chicken. Because again, one of my bad habits is having little to no self-control around fast food. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. What a night. It's a nice way to spend a Saturday night. I fucking hate the weekends. It's only 10 o'clock now, so. The night's not over. Not even close. Now I have to figure out, like, what do I do for the next 2 to 4 hours? It rained, so the bench is not really an option, but I could maybe bring a rag out there and sit down. I might do that. I might be on the rag. Anyways, thank you all so much. Appreciate your support. This is just for the $5 tier. So tell a friend again. And, you know, I'll talk to you soon. You know, again, maybe in 4 days. Maybe sooner. Probably not. Okay. Love you. Bye.
So I weather the storms that most can't handle. Surprisingly, I'm alive to stand up. Miracles never cease to set me free. They chase me down, but I'm still rolling. Something in me cannot be stolen. I will not break, I won't be broken. It's deep, can't you see?